1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Monday. Appreciate you guys spending the morning with me. Hopefully your day is off to a great start, as well as your week. It was kind of a weird weekend, man. There was just that rain was just bringing me down. It all started over the week, and we got that, like, kind of that tornado scare, and I had to freaking drive in a torrential downpour that just set off the weekend vibes. But yeah, I don't know what it was, man. It's like, we are at that point now where it's like, I just want some warm weather and some sunshine. You know, this has been a really weird spring, obviously, but it's the cold, rainy weather that I'm so over. Like, even if you want to give me a warm, wet day, I don't care about that. Like, if you want to give me a rainy day, but it's 70 degrees out, I'll be perfectly happy with that. But waking up every single morning, going out in the rain when it's like 42 degrees, I'm just not feeling that. Especially when it's at 3:30 in the morning. It's like, yeah, man, you got to cut me a break at some point, spring. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Man, I just can't understand why people would leave a crate full of puppies in Kalamazoo, but this happened once again. And luckily, there's a woman who is getting out of her third shift job last Thursday, noticed a crate full of puppies in the rain that was just left outside. The really weird thing about this is they were left like right around the, like within a 4-minute walk of the animal shelter. And this isn't the first time this has happened too, because I saw a story like this a couple of years ago that this happened to. I think it was a golden, it was like a Labrador that had just been left in a crate on the side of the road. Like, I don't understand, with so many resources that we have in the area, why people continue to do this. Luckily, this woman discovered the puppies, took them to the animal rescue. So as of right now, there's no word on if they're going to be available for adoption at all. But, you know, because we in this building just work with so many animal shelters like SPCA, and we're working with Animal Rescue Project, that, you know, people are still doing this. It just does not make sense. So luckily the dogs are okay. They're being treated. They've got full bellies. They've got, you know, all their shots and everything. So they're good to go, but we haven't heard anything about an adoption process yet. So once we learn more, we'll definitely give you the heads up. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Born on this day in 1960 is the lead guitarist for Government Mule, Warren Haynes. He's best known for his longtime guitar work with the Allman Brothers Band. But one of his most well-known projects, Government Mule, is one of the coolest experimental rock and blues bands out there today. So today I want to kind of go over one of their deeper albums. It's called The Deep End, Volume 2. This is unfortunately after the bassist for Allman Brothers and Government Mule, Alan Woody, passed away. So they had a lot of bass players on the album that Woody loved, like Les Claypool, Phil Lesh of the Grateful Dead, and even Southwest Michigan's own Jason Newsted. This is a great album. Pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl at 45 on 107.7 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So it turns out Richland Lanes is for sale in Richland, Michigan. And the 1077 RKR app has the story on this, because I'm very surprised. I know they were doing a bunch of renovations, because I was talking to them last year. I was talking to the owners. They said they were doing a bunch of renovations. I had no idea that they were planning on selling. But we do have a link to the listing on the app here that you could check out. It's just under $1.5 million. You take a look at the facility, though, and you see the renovations that they've done. It's basically like turnkey, good to go. Like, they have done a lot of renovations, like brand new bowling balls, brand new shoes. The renovation, I mean, the place looks amazing. If you take a look at this listing, it's actually pretty impressive, the amount of money that they've put into this. But I think, you know, they're probably ready to, you know, turn it over to a new owner, so that when that new owner comes in, like, there's no issues. They can get right down to business and get right to it, which is really cool. It's really helpful that you have owners who want to make sure everything's on the up and up and good to go, so that when you sell it, boom, you can turn the lights on and you're good to go. You're open for business. So check it out. So you can see all the renovations up there on the 107.7 RKR app. I think this place looks really nice. Smaller bowling alley, but really perfect for that community. It's been just a staple for so long in Richland. I'm glad that they've done these renovations, and hopefully they can sell it to an owner who's really passionate about keeping this place alive and going.
107.7 RKR. They always said this studio was a bit of an animal house.
See if you can guess what I am now.
But now, we're serious. It's time for Adopt Me Monday, sponsored by Barks in the Zoo. Now, let's see what adorable pet the Rescue Project has brought in this week on The Rocker.
It is Monday. It's 8:08, and that means it's time for Adopt Me Monday with Charles and Lynn Zhang, Animal Rescue Center, Animal Rescue Project, and once again, Amanda joining us in the studio. Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
And normally our good buddy Luke from Barks in the Zoo would be here, but he is out of the country currently, but he sends his best wishes to everybody. And want to give a quick update before we introduce our new friend here. Last week's pet Sox and his brother were adopted, right?
Yeah.
So that didn't last long at all.
No.
That is kind of the entire point of this thing, is we want to try to help these adorable animals from the Animal Rescue Project get into their forever homes. And that's why we're excited to be teaming with you guys. And you've brought another adorable puppy. So tell us who this is.
This is Fancy. She's a 4 or 5 month old scruffy terrier mix. We don't know exactly what she is, but she is going to be a little bit of a big girl also, between 60 to 70 pounds,
wow,
give or take. She is much more outgoing than Sox was, and she is a dog that loves going out on walks. As soon as she sees her harness or leash come out with a volunteer, she's like, yes.
I saw Fancy out in the parking lot when you got here, and it was hippity-hop. I was like, oh my gosh, this dog is adorable. So you don't know what kind of breed it is, but I am a little surprised, too. Just a lot of white around the muzzle. I don't really see that too often.
I know. She's got a lot of good coloring markers. She has 3 other siblings in the shelter with her right now.
Wow, okay.
And actually, a really funny one is all gold and no scruff. Smooth coat.
That is wild. Okay, so what are their names? Do you know offhand?
I got Flip, Howard. We have Fajita, who's in foster right now.
Explain again the adoption process if someone's taking a look at Fancy here and is like, oh my gosh, I have to have this puppy.
We have online applications. Feel free to fill those out, and we'll get those looked at and called on. Or you can come visit us here at the shelter and fill out a paper application. Fancy, Flip are both able to be adopted on site right now. Howard is already got a deposit and is going to go home soon.
Oh, that's great news.
And the other sister, she's in foster, so we'll have to schedule appointments to meet her.
Okay, gotcha. So what does the foster process look like?
Fostering is an awesome process. You sign up to be our volunteer on go through our orientation, but then you talk to our lovely foster coordinator, Taylor, and she will set you up, figure out what's going to be a good fit for the house, because I'm not going to have somebody take one of our dogs that's dog selective and they have 5 dogs at home. No.
Very true.
No, we're going to make sure it fits the household a little bit so it's a successful process. And then we do events here and there. We just request that you come to a couple events, show off the dog or the puppy or the cat. When they're ready to be adopted, we just will schedule with you guys with your schedule. And then we will get them hopefully home once you're available to bring in the dog for the adopters to meet.
That's awesome. Well, this is an adorable puppy. And again, if you guys want to learn more about her, you can check it out on the 107.7 RKR app. The Adopt Me Monday button is right up there, and we'll keep a track of all of the adorable pets that Animal Rescue Project brings into our doors, so you know if they're still up for adoption. But clearly we're 1 for 1 so far, so that's great news. But she is absolutely adorable. Again, Adopt Me Monday button on the 107.7 RKR app to get everything you need. Also want to remind you guys, Barks in the Zoo in the Oakland Plaza off Oakland Drive. You guys want to get some gourmet treats or maybe just some nibblers for them. They've got some really good cookies, some puppy cakes, good treats as well. So if you're into the 100% natural dog treats, they've got a lot of good stuff. And anytime they can, they're locally sourcing their treats, their food. They do an awesome job over there. On top of that, their full-blown grooming business is top of the line. You're looking for a great dog groomer. Barks in the Zoo is where to go. And we're going to help get you in the doors with a $20 gift certificate right now, 978-1077. Caller number 7. We'll give you a $20 gift certificate to Barks in the Zoo. Again, I want to thank you for bringing this adorable puppy in and partnering with us on Adopt Me Monday, because we want to help get all these cute animals into their forever home. And again, if you have any questions, you guys want to know more about this adorable pup, you're going to want to get on it fast. It's on the Adopt Me Monday button on the 107.7 RKR app. Amanda, thank you so much for bringing her in.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I have tried every single year to find morel mushrooms, and it has been no go. Then all of a sudden last year, I'm in my yard, and I think I was cutting my yard, and I look down, and I'm like, oh my God, there's a morel mushroom just sitting in a dip in my backyard. And I was like, I can't tell you how many times I've tried gone foraging for morel mushrooms, cannot find them. I've gone to all sorts of different preserves in the area. I can't find them. And people don't like to give away their spots either. They're very like, they don't like to share the wealth when it comes to this stuff. Like, this stuff is kept under lock and key. Like, I know there's a map out there where you can track where morel mushrooms are at, but it doesn't seem to work normally for me, because I try to go to these places, I still can't find it. So apparently Mesick is called the mushroom capital of the United States, Mesick, Michigan. And I don't want to know from you guys, 978-1077, where are some spots, if you don't have to give the exact location, but some spots in the past maybe that you've seen morel mushrooms come up? Because like I said, I've gone foraging, I've tried to at least, dozens of times I've come up with nothing. Like, I'd be screwed if I was in the wilderness. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. It is going to be a good start to the weekend this Friday, as it is every Friday when we welcome in Presidential Brewing Company in Portage. Jake is such a cool guy. He comes in every Friday, cracks that first beer with us, and then we give you a $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company. That's a pretty sick deal, man. So make sure when you get into your weekend, start it with us right here on 107.7 RKR, because we want to get you into Presidential. Want to have a good time and celebrate this weekend a little bit early with Presidential Brewing Company on 107.7 RKR.